You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Second hour incendiary radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I think Ken's got that spot with Matt Bracken. So, Ken, let's listen to a little bit of that. Go ahead and roll it.
This in baby steps with unpersoning people. Just take away your Patreon. Take away your credit card. Your banking ability. They've done this with a lot of pretty well-known people. I mean, Stephen Molyneux, I hadn't even thought about him in many months because they disappeared the dude. And what he says is disappearing you digitally is practice for actual extermination. And even without a gulag, imagine if they just step by step, let's say you don't register your guns. They pass this gun control law, which I'll talk about in the next segment, and you refuse to comply. Okay. Next thing you know, your credit card doesn't work. Then your electricity goes off. Then your water goes off. No boxcar. We'll talk about this when we come back. When we went out, I was talking about a new threat, which is we've been through history and our education, our training, everything we've learned. We think when they come for us, they're going to kick in our door, do a Roger Stone on us. And maybe when it serves their purposes, when they've got the CNN camera crew lined up, they'll actually do that. You know, if it's some notable person that they actually want to make a point of showing the world the power of the FBI stormtroopers to drag a man in his 70s out of his bed in the middle of the night, his wife as well. And they want to make a point. Look, we don't care. We're brutes. We're brutal and we work with the media, so we really don't give a damn about you. And we'll do this to Roger Stone, we'll do this to anybody. And I'm sure that that Roger and Alex go to bed every night wondering about this, because they're certainly on the hit list. They're on the hit list by name. And this is one of the reasons that I'm proud to come on the show, because if we're all the gray man, if everybody's just trying to keep your head down low and not be noticed, then they're just going to hammer down the tall nails one at a time till there's no nails sticking up. So the more that we do show that we're not afraid, that we're willing to show our face, show our name, I think that it makes it a bigger problem for our tech tyrants, this emerging dictatorship, which is an amalgam of the Democrat Party, half of the Republicans who won't admit it, but they really are just, they might as well be Democrats, and big tech and the giant corporate interests. I mean, we've seen it with this Operation Red Mirage. They came out and admitted it in the article in Time Magazine a couple weeks ago. They just called it fortifying the election. That sounds like something that they would say in Venezuela, you know, with Chavez or Maduro. Yeah, we didn't steal the election. Wink, wink. We just fortified it. In other words, we made sure we can't lose. They're admitting it now. So why do I even think, let's do this precinct project strategy and try to take over the GOP? I say that because what will happen when this country absolutely goes off the rails is going to be so terrible that we won't want to think that we didn't do everything possible to avert the tragedy. I often compare what could happen in this country to Weimar Germany. We know where that led, hyperinflation and then Hitler. Yugoslavia, the breakup of Yugoslavia, decade of civil war, bloody religious and ethnic civil war, and Rwanda. And I say Rwanda because this identity politics, critical race theory, what it's doing is priming our country for a race war. The people at the bottom of the pyramid, they may be too dumb to realize it. They may actually be useful idiots. But the folks at the top of this power pyramid, they understand where this is going. They're pushing this country towards a bloody race war. So imagine Rwanda, you know, times Yugoslavia, times Weimar Germany. That's the tribulation we will be going through if we can't put Humpty Dumpty back together again. So it's a real question if we can ever put this country back together and take it away from where it's going. You know, stolen elections, a complete Pravda false narrative cooked up between the Democrats and big tech, social media. You know, but if there's any chance of putting it together, which is, I think, best distilled in this precinct project strategy, if there's any chance to put it together, we have to at least do all we can, because just saying bring on a civil war is like saying bring on a hand grenade and I'll hold it in my hand and pull the pin. It's going to be a disaster. It will be the worst thing that ever happened in this country. Worse than the Great Depression, worse than the first Civil War, worse than any war we've been in by far. It'll tear this country to pieces. And none of us who survive it, which, you know, will be a very risky proposition to assume anybody will survive it, none that survive it will be able to know what we'll have on the other end. But a constitutional republic with a high standard of living and freedom, that's very unlikely to come out of it. So yes, even though the chance of righting this ship is very small, we have to at least push for it. But what's got me really worried is this martial law posture at the Capitol. The fences, you know, the miles of fences with razor wire on top, the armed soldiers around our Capitol. It's telling me that they're not done with their pushing their main narrative. And the main narrative that they've been pushing, even when Trump was in office, is that white supremacist domestic terrorists, and they're trying to roll that into one thought pattern, white terrorist, white supremacist domestic terrorist, white equals terrorist. This is the main drum that they have been beating. For the last several years, the Department of Homeland Security, the FBI, even under Trump, because even though Trump was the president, in many ways, he was the president in name only. When he tried to declassify documents from the FBI, they gave him the double-barreled middle finger. They just said, screw you, what are you going to do about it? Come down to the J. Edgar Hoover building and look? Good luck. So even though he was the president, he never was able to even get to the bottom of the swamp, much less drain it. You know, the good thing about Trump.
So, and when he was mentioned about white domestic terrorists, white equals terrorists, what Matt Bracken's not going to tell you is who's behind this white equals terrorists, and it's the damn Jewish mafia, number one, Kosher Nostra, Heeb Mob. And their little allies in the Jesuit order. You guys really need to watch sequel to The Fall of the Cabal, okay? Sequel to The Fall of the Cabal. Fall Cabal made a big splash a while back. Well, there's a sequel. You can find it on BitChute on the Fall Cabal channel, okay? And now we're going to move into a little bit of that. And it really gets into the first couple segments of it. It's like nine parts right now, and it finishes up with Bill Gates, so you'll really like that. But the first few segments really get into the marriage that happened, and I've covered this ad nauseum for years, the marriage that happened between Weishaupt and the Jesuits and the Rothschilds, the Jewish mob, Khazar Jewish mob. And then toss in the Sabbatean Jacob Frank in there. That's your triangle of the Illuminati. Okay. Anyway, so we're going to move into a little bit of that, and then we're going to move back into the vaccines for a little bit. So, Ken, let's see here. Let's get clip four ready. The letter of Constantinople. Okay. Very, very interesting with the parallels. The letter of Constantinople between Weishaupt and his design for the Illuminati with the Rothschilds, who he they're using the principles in the letter of Constantinople, and then later on the protocols, and we'll get into that in the next clip. But let's roll clip four. Go ahead.
Although Weishaupt's name is commonly known among those who study this material, not many people are aware of the fact that he based his order of the Illuminati on ancient documents, one of which was a letter that was given to him by Rothschild. This letter, referred to as the Constantinople Letter, was old and of extreme value to the Ashkenazim. It was 287 years old, written in 1489 by the Nazi, the chairman of the Jewish High Council in Constantinople, as a response to an outcry for help by the head of the Ashkenazi Jews in France. Remember the Khazarians who had fled Russia and who had changed their name to Ashkenazi Jews? They now felt threatened by the other ethnic groups in France. The king had even told them they had to convert to Christianity. The reply of the Nazi in the Constantinople letter was as follows. As for what you say, that the King of France obliges you to become Christians, do it, since you cannot do otherwise, but let the law of Moses be kept in your hearts. As for what you say about the demand to despoil you of your goods, make your sons merchants, that little by little they may despoil the Christians of theirs. As for what you say about them making attempts on your lives, make your sons doctors and apothecaries, that they may take away Christian lives. As for what you say about their destroying your synagogues, make your sons canons and clerics, in order that they may destroy their churches. As for the many other vexations you complain of, arrange that your sons become advocates and lawyers, and see that they always mix themselves up with the affairs of state, in order that by putting Christians under your yoke, you may dominate the world and be avenged on them. Do not swerve from this order we give you, for you will find by experience that, humiliated as you are now, you will reach the actuality of power. In other words, they were told to fake a make-believe conversion and to infiltrate every aspect of society, commerce, medicine, religion, and legislation, with the sole purpose of revenge and destruction. How Khazarian. Adam Weishaupt founded the Order of the Illuminati in 1776, financed by the Rothschilds, based on this letter that, by the way, was based on an even older document, more about which in part four.
So your Constantinople letter, it's all about infiltration and subversion and then destruction, okay? Maurice Samuels, you Gentiles, we want to destroy you because we want a world of our own, all right? So let's move on to clip five, Ken. Let's get that one ready. And this is a rundown, a pretty good, quick, simple rundown of the protocols, and they tie different protocols together to kind of weave a nice narrative here, and I think it's worth playing on the broadcast. So let's roll five.
Here they come, and you better hold on to your seat. Mind you, we narrowed it down for you, as there are not only 24 protocols, but also 293 paragraphs. We filtered them all down to the most essential ones and, in some cases, slightly altered the syntax of the sentences so that the old use of words became more understandable. Each paragraph number will be shown on screen in case you wish to do your own research, which we highly recommend. We advise you to listen carefully. This might be boring to some, but it's crucial information. If you skip this part, you will not understand part 15, for instance. And we can assure you, if you don't have the shivers from top to toe by the end of this part, you didn't fully get it. And we advise you to watch again. Here we go. First of all, their disdain, their contempt is shocking. The mob is savage and displays its savagery at every opportunity. The moment the mob seizes freedom in its hands, it turns to anarchy, which is the highest degree of savagery. We are interested in killing out the goyim. Our power is in the chronic shortness of food and physical weakness of the worker, because that implies he is made the slave of our will. We shall move the mobs by want, envy, and hatred. And with their hands, we shall wipe out all those who hinder us on our way. The goyim are a flock of sheep, and we are their wolves. If we've been able to bring them to such a pitch of stupid blindness, is that not amazingly clear proof of the degree to which the mind of the goyim is undeveloped in comparison with our mind? This is, mainly, which guarantees our success. The presidents are mere puppets on their strings. We replace the ruler of the republics by a caricature of a government, by a president taken from the mob, from the midst of our puppet creatures, our slaves. We shall arrange elections in favor of such presidents who have in their past some dark, undiscovered secret. This will make them trustworthy agents for the accomplishment of our plans out of fear of exposure and from the natural desire of everyone who has attained power, namely the privileges, advantages, and honor connected with the office of president. We shall take the right to propose new laws, or make changes in existing laws, as the president is only a puppet in our hands. Right. Liberals and Masons are relentlessly used. The part played by the liberals, utopian dreamers, will be finally played out when our government is acknowledged. Till such time, they will continue to do us good service. Therefore, we shall continue to direct their minds to all sorts of vain conceptions of fantastic theories, new and progressive. Until we come into our kingdom, we shall create and multiply Masonic lodges in all the countries of the world, absorb into them all who are prominent in public activity. For these lodges are our principal intelligence office and means of influence. All these lodges we shall bring under one central administration, known to us alone and to all others absolutely unknown, which will be composed of our learned elders. The most secret political plots will be known to us and fall under our guiding hands on the very day of their conception. Among the members of these lodges will be almost all the agents of international and national police, since their service is irreplaceable to us, as they have their own measures with the insubordinate. The class of people who willingly enter into secret societies are those who live by their reason, careerists, mostly light-minded people, with whom we shall have no difficulty in dealing and in using. But if there should arise in its midst a plot, then at the head of that plot will be no other than one of our most trusted servants. The Goyim enter the lodges out of curiosity, or in the hope to get a nibble at the public pie, and some of them in order to obtain a hearing before the public for their impracticable and groundless fantasies. They thirst for success and applause, of which we are remarkably generous. You cannot imagine to what extent the wisest of the Goyim can be brought to a state of unconscious naivete in their arrogance, and how easy it is to take the heart out of them by the slightest ill success, though it be nothing more than the stoppage of the applause they had, and to reduce them to a slavish submission for the sake of winning a renewal of success. These tigers in appearance have the souls of sheep, and the wind blows freely through their heads. We execute Masons in ways that none but the Brotherhood can ever have a suspicion of. Not even the victims themselves of our death sentence. They all die when required, as if from a normal kind of illness. Knowing this, even the Brotherhood dare not protest. By such methods, we have plucked out of the midst of Masonry the very root of protest against us. The press will be their golden tool to steer the mob. Through the press, we have gained the power to influence while remaining ourselves in the shade. Not a single announcement will reach the public without our control. All news items are received by a few agencies. These agencies will be entirely ours and will give publicity only to what we dictate to them. All our newspapers will be of all possible complexions: aristocratic, republican, revolutionary, even anarchical. Those fools who will think they are repeating the opinion of a newspaper of their own camp will be repeating our opinion, or any opinion that seems desirable for us. The people shall be distracted with empty words and broken promises. We shall raise the rate of wages, which, however, will not bring any advantage to the workers, for at the same time we shall produce a rise in prices of the basic necessities of life, claiming that it arises from the decline of agriculture and cattle breeding. There is another reason why they will close their eyes, for we shall keep promising them to give back all the liberties we've taken away as soon as we have quelled the enemies of peace and tamed all parties. We shall distract them with amusements, games, pastimes, passions, people's palaces. Through the press we shall propose competitions in art, in sport, in all kinds. These interests will finally distract their minds. All layers of society will be infiltrated. It is from us that the all-engulfing terror proceeds. We have in our service persons of all opinions, of all doctrines, restorating monarchists, demagogues, socialists, communists, and utopian dreamers. We have harnessed them all to the task of drilling away the last remnants of authority. By these acts, all states are in torture and ready to sacrifice everything for peace and tranquility. But we will not give them peace until they openly acknowledge our international supergovernment and with submissiveness. We have got our hands into the administration of the law, into the conduct of elections, into the press, into liberty of the person, but principally into education and training as being the cornerstones of a free existence. The administrators whom we shall choose from among the public, with strict regard to their capacity for obedience, will not be persons trained in the arts of government, and will therefore easily become pawns in our game, in the hands of men of learning and genius, who will be their advisers, specialists, bred and reared from early childhood to rule the affairs of the whole world. We shall surround our government with a whole world of economists. Around us will be a constellation of bankers, industrialists, capitalists, and the main thing, millionaires, because everything will be settled by the question of figures. Who will ever suspect that all these people were stage managed by us according to a political plan which no one has so much as guessed at in the course of many centuries? The ultimate threat. You may say that the Goyim will rise upon us, arms in hand, if they guess what is going on before the time comes. But in the West, we have against this a maneuver of such appalling terror that the very stoutest hearts quail. The undergrounds, metropolitans, those subterranean corridors, which, before the time comes, will be driven under all the capitals, and from where the capitals will be blown into the air with all their organizations and archives. They will cause mayhem. We have stirred up every form of enterprise. We have armed all parties. We have set up authority as a target for every ambition. Of states, we have made gladiatorial arenas where a lot of confused issues contend. A little more, and disorders and bankruptcy will be universal. This hatred will be further magnified by the effects of economic crises, which will stop dealing on the exchanges and bring industry to a standstill. Universal economic crises whereby we shall throw upon the streets whole mobs of workers simultaneously in all the countries of Europe. These mobs will rush to shed the blood of those whom they have envied from their cradles in the simplicity of their ignorance and whose property they will then be able to loot. Remember the French Revolution? The secrets of its preparations are well known to us, for it was wholly the work of our hands. There will be a transition period. In order to put public opinion into our hands, we must bring it into a state of bewilderment by giving so many contradictory opinions that the Goyim will lose their heads in the labyrinth and come to see that the best thing is to have no opinion of any kind in political matters. In order for the people to become accustomed to obedience, it is necessary to give lessons of humility and therefore to reduce the production of articles of luxury. We shall re-establish small master production, which will mean laying a mine under the private capital of manufacturers. In the resulting chaos, people will fail to understand one another. It will discourage any kind of personal initiative which might hinder our affair in any degree. There is nothing more dangerous than personal initiative. If it has genius behind it, such initiative can do more harm to us than can be done by millions of people among whom we have sown discord. We must so direct the education of the Goyim communities that whenever they come upon a matter requiring initiative, they may drop their hands in despairing impotence. We shall so wear down the Goyim that they will offer us international power that will enable us without any violence gradually to absorb all the state forces of the world and to form a super government. In place of the rulers of today, we shall set up a super government administration. Its hands will reach out in all directions, and it's
all right, folks. We'll continue a little bit after the bottom of the hour. It's almost done, I believe. Ken will let me know during the break, but hope you're enjoying that. We'll see you on the other side.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us
800-724-2719 extension 3. 800-724-2719 extension 3.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
We'll be right back.
on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I just talked with Ken off the air. We're going to go over tonight past the top of the hour. And so I just got a lot to cover, and I want to take some calls. You know, and I'm not going to play the rest of that because there's still quite a few minutes left, but Fall Cabal is the channel on BitChute, and the sequel to The Fall of the Cabal is the series where it gets into the protocols, the Jesuits, all the stuff with the Khazarians. And look, you don't have to agree with everything that the compilers of this thing, all the conclusions they come to, you don't have to agree with them, but in totality there's a lot of great information in there. And as you heard, that was just a great rundown of compressing various concepts from different protocols together in a kind of a boom 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 machine gun fashion to really kind of connect ideas and so forth and so on. That's why I liked it when I saw it. I was like, wow, boom, 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 because they're pulling parts of all the different protocols together in a kind of a linear narrative, which is really, really good, because a lot of people get lost and glazed over with it. So I'm very appreciative of that. So a few more things I want to cover before we open the phone lines. First off, I want to cover this, X-22, and the State of the Nation. They're saying X-22, Dave over there, is one of the hopium dealers. Let me get that article up. So this is from the State of the Nation article. Here's a truncated list of some of those fake apostles who are carrying the Q torch right through 2021 and beyond. Now, look, I'm not 100% like throwing this thing under the bus. Maybe I'm 99, maybe I'm 98, whatever. Each of these hope porn artists, of course, performs different functions where it concerns misleading and deceiving the naive believers. And some of these people are true believers, and some of these people might not be, okay? But it's got a list. David Wilcock, Benjamin Fulford, Dr. Jerome Corsi, Martin Geddes, David X-22, Juan O'Savin, Scott McKay, Simon Parks, Charlie Ward, Charlie Freak, Michael Jaco, Gene Decode, Bo Polny, Danielle, Mel Kay, and Serial Brain. So that's just these are just a few of more well-known hope porn artists, and you could put And We Know in there too. Have hooked a lot of hardcore hopium addicts over the course of the past few years, blah, 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 blah. And he talks about some of these Brits, okay, like Charlie Ward and so forth, Simon Parks. And also notice how these three clowns are British speakers. Why are these Brit talking heads forever weighing in on the POTUS election? And who do they really work for? And it talks about Tavistock and so forth. I'm waiting to see how this all plays out. I would hate to see, you know, there could be something in the number of days ahead that a lot of people aren't seeing. You know, a lot of people out here in the alternative media, it's got to be black or white for them. And once the narrative doesn't pan out that somebody was looking at, or the timing, then all of a sudden they put all guns blazing on that narrative, okay, and they trash it, okay? I always covered Q in a kind of a way that I was like, look, it's a cultural phenomenon and so forth and so on, and I was kind of following this. And look, you wanted things to happen. They don't, you know. The struggle continues. Like I was talking with John the other night, a couple weeks ago on his show. I was like, the struggle continues no matter what happens. Are you going to go lay down and cry in the corner because the Supreme Court, turned out to not step in and blah, 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 blah. You know, it is what it is. So anyway, this is Ken, get clip 6 ready. This is one of the kind of the latest narratives that Trump actually ran his entire gambling empire kind of as a honey trap for the FBI to you know, as a confidential informant, as an operative of some sort. It's kind of interesting. Go ahead and roll six real quick.
That is healthwithx22.com. Readers of the many articles on this topic will now be familiar with their tone, often published with portentous images implying a Trump connection to money laundering, shady deals, the Kremlin, or the Sicilian Mafia. These reporters' objective is to create a misleading scenario intended to stoke suspicion. Take this quote from an article, Trump's Russian Laundromat, in the New Republic on July 13, 2017. Over the past three decades, at least 13 people with known or alleged links to Russian mobster or oligarchs have owned, lived in, and even run criminal activities out of Trump Tower and other Trump properties. Many used his apartments as casinos to launder untold millions in dirty money. Some ran a worldwide high-stakes gambling ring out of Trump Tower, in a unit directly below and one owned by Trump. Others provided Trump with a lucrative branding deals that required no investment on his part. Gosh, and did you know that over the years, Trump and his sons would try to build a new Trump Tower in Moscow? There's one problem. The reporters don't tell you that of the 13 people, almost all have been indicted and jailed in the U.S. or overseas. They also don't tell you that the Moscow project never happened. Time and time again, leftist reporters are able to connect dots between Trump and
what happened, Ken? We lose it? We lose the stream? All right, well, anyway, I guess you can hit that little X in the top right-hand corner where it's playing from it. Okay. It should be, all you got to do is should have to play, just press play. Well, no, all right. All right, well, let's forget it. And I'll just give it a rundown. What it says was Trump was an FBI asset, and then he had been running, let's say, sting organizations for the FBI for all this organized crime. So basically a kind of a snitch, a sting operator, and that's what he used his casinos for. So then Dave... he jumps to the conclusion that, see, Trump knows how to run a sting. And so and this is where it all went, and it was going to go through that. But, of course, the technical difficulties never seem to stop around when you're doing live broadcasting. And I don't know why that is. That's just crazy. Ken, do you got it queued up where I got for clip 8 where Trump's speech tonight? Are we there? All right. Well, I can't hear Ken, but okay. Let's listen to Trump talk about the vaccine, and then we'll talk. Then I'll play another clip where this from Ken of Vaccine Choice. You'll love to hear that. Go ahead and roll the Trump first.
When I left office. And we're very proud of this because this was something that they said could not be done. The FDA said it. Everybody said it. Any article you read said it couldn't be done. It would be years and years. I handed the new administration what everyone is now calling a modern day medical miracle. Some say it's the greatest thing to happen in hundreds of years. Two vaccines really? Produced in record time with numerous others on the way, including the Johnson & Johnson vaccine that was approved just yesterday.
Right. Although it keeps dying, it's real nice.
And therapeutic relief also. If you're sick, we have things now that are incredible. What has taken place over the last year under our administration. It would have taken any other president at least 5 years, and we got it done in 9 months. Everyone says 5 years. Oh, 5 years. Can you imagine if you had to go through what all of the countries of the world who are now getting the vaccine or soon will be getting it from various companies? But can you imagine if all of those countries had to go through what they've been going through over the last year? You'd lose hundreds of millions of people. I pushed the FDA like they have never been pushed before. They told me that loud and clear. They have never been pushed like I pushed them. I didn't like them at all. But once we got it done, I said, I now love you very much. What the Trump administration has done with vaccines has, in many respects, perhaps saved large portions of the world, not only our country, but large portions of the world.
How sick is that?
Not only did we push the FDA far beyond what the bureaucrats wanted to do, we also put up billions and billions of dollars, $10 billion, to produce the vaccines before we knew they were going to work. It was called a calculated bet or a calculated risk. We took a risk because if we didn't do that, you still wouldn't have the vaccines. You wouldn't have them for a long time. So think of that. We took this bet. We made a bet because we thought we were on a certain track. But you'd be starting to make them right now. It'd be a long time before you ever saw them. It takes 60 to 100 days to manufacture and inspect new doses. And that means that 100% of the increased availability that we have now was initiated by our administration. 100%.
I wonder if this guy knows that this nanotech and all this is even in there.
In fact, the director of National Institutes of Health, Francis Collins, he's Fauci's boss, actually. I think he's a Democrat, too, by the way, recently said that our Operation Warp Speed was absolutely breathtaking and that the Trump administration deserves full credit, which we do.
We'll see who's right.
And as conservatives and Republicans, never forget that we did it. Never let them take the credit because they don't deserve the credit. They just followed now. They're following our plan. But this has been something that they really call, they call it an absolute miracle. Joe Biden is only implementing the plan that we put in place.
You could stop it there.
And if we had...
And go ahead and get clip one ready. But this is really a battle to see, okay, is this more on the placebo side? Or is this mRNA that these gangsters put together and these is this thing going to really, like Dr. Tenpenny and MedEdge and all these other, Kaufman and all of them, Kennedy and Del Bigtree and all these people, what's going to happen here? Very, very interesting, because Trump's sitting here, medical miracle, Fauci's boss, who's a Democrat, says is nothing short of breathtaking. Yeah, and Bill Gates and Gavi and all the gangsters are sitting there, you know, creaming in their pants over what's about to happen to humanity. I don't, you know, this is crazy. This is a doctor from Vaccine Choice Canada. This is on BitChute. Let's roll clip one.
Operation Warp Speed was designed to get one or more vaccines into the arms of the public much faster than normal vaccine development. Normal vaccine development usually starts with what are called preclinical trials, which will be essentially safety and efficacy studies in an animal population. And they monitor them for things that might happen that you certainly don't want to happen, but could happen. So in other words, adverse effects on some organ system, including, for example, the brain. Are there changes in behavior? Are there changes in cellular structure? Are there changes in the number of neurons in certain regions? Having said that, companies don't often do a very particularly good job of it. And so I remember a study on a meningitis vaccine that was being tested in New Zealand when I was there in 2005. And the animal study was pathetic. they didn't even use the same species. I think they had to have five animals per grouping, but they didn't say what sex the animals had to be, and they didn't say what kind of animals they had to be. So I remember one study, can't remember the company, I think it was called Chiron at the time, where they had a couple guinea pigs, a hamster, and a couple rats. Like, seriously? And they were seriously calling that an animal study. So that was useless. What Warp Speed was able to do, some companies just skipped the animal trials altogether. Pfizer, for example, and AstraZeneca, and Johnson & Johnson. Moderna actually did them. And what Warp Speed did is they gave them so much money they could run a lot of these things in parallel. So rather than doing first the animal studies and then doing the phase ones and then doing phase two and phase three, they actually did them all at once. And that allowed them to speed up the process. And the interesting thing to note about the animal studies that Moderna did do with monkeys was, and also with mice, was that even though they demonstrated that the vaccines were effective at preventing the infection, couple things to note. One, first of all, is that COVID-19 is not fatal in monkeys or in mice. And then the second thing is they didn't look at them in great detail afterwards. In other words, all they were measuring was efficacy. Did they generate antibodies and I think it was T cells as immune responses? But they never looked at the impact on various organ systems. They didn't even do behavioral studies. They basically looked at the animals and said, they look okay to me, and they have more antibodies, therefore we're good to go. That's not how you would do animal studies. You do animal studies the same way we did the original aluminum studies. You look at a behavioral level. Are the animals, is there any of their behavior changing? You look at a histological level. Are there cells in different organ systems that are damaged? You look at a molecular level. Are there changes in cytokine or other molecular markers of inflammation? They didn't do any of that. So we don't actually know what happened to these animals 2 minutes after they sacrificed them. Because they sacrificed them within a couple days. All they were saving them for was to do serology. And we simply have no idea from those studies that Moderna did what could be the long-term consequences in humans. So that's the normal path. So, yeah, Warp Speed did succeed to get a vaccine made, but essentially an experimental vaccine for which we know very, very little at this point.
Messenger RNAs are different. We haven't used these type of vaccines before. It's a completely new experiment. And to be rolling them out with so little research is really an incredible thing. The idea is that you're going to hijack the cell's ability to manufacture antibodies to a protein, in this case, the protein that's found on the spike of the coronavirus. We know that coronavirus vaccines were attempted since 2003 for the first SARS epidemic. Coronavirus vaccines have a peculiar thing, which is called pathological priming. This pathological priming was seen in studies that were done in animals after 2003. Particularly, they used ferrets, and they showed that when they gave them the shot, initially they had very high antibody levels, and the researchers thought that was great. But then when they were exposed to the natural virus, they developed this overreaction of their immune systems, and all of the animals died. They had something very similar in children with respiratory syncytial virus that was studied with a vaccine in the late 1950s. These children, there were 35 of them. 80% ended up going to the hospital after they were exposed to the natural wild virus. And two of these children actually died. So after that time, this type of viral vaccine study, these particular type of viruses, was put on the shelf until recently. So we know, based on this past history of pathological priming, that this type of a vaccine could potentially be very dangerous. If you have a lot of money to make on a vaccine, in addition, you can increase surveillance through giving out vaccine passports and making people's travel and use of public spaces dependent upon being vaccinated. Think about how much vaccines can make for the pharmaceutical companies. And typically, the vaccines, as in this case, the COVID-19 vaccine, has the manufacturer been given complete protection from any adverse effects. In fact, they insisted on it before allowing the vaccine to be distributed. So now you have something which can make a lot of money, has no indemnity for the manufacturers, and has been rolled out in a warp speed fashion. In some countries, they are going to mandate it. Obviously, in Canada, they may not. But the amount of coercion that will be undertaken by the government and public health, hospitals, workspaces, and so on, will make it very, very difficult to refuse to get the vaccine. So what choice do you have? Well, you can sleep through this. You can ignore it. You can be compliant, and you can be complicit. Or you can fight back. And it's every person has to make their choice. And we'll see how it comes out in the end.
All right, go ahead and stop it. You know, first off, you know, I was sitting there listening to the one doctor talking about what they do to these animals, just sacrificing them. To think of all the animals, all these companies, pharma and others, do. I mean, I'm no animal liberation front type, but damn it, do you think that the Almighty blesses any of these kinds of endeavors where you're tinkering with his beloved creation, these ferrets, beautiful animals, rabbits? Look at what they've done to the primates, how they sit them in these cages, cut their brains open. I mean, God, you know what? I'm not even going to be pissed if he blows this whole thing up, because this is how far just down a disgusting path we are. Now they're giving little boys and hormones to make them grow breasts and stop them puberty, and little girls testosterone so they can get muscles and grow facial hair. I mean, remember the Book of Enoch, where the watchers, the fallen ones, they taught mankind all this evil stuff, the sin against the animals, the plants, and look where we are now. You know, we've been given dominion over this realm, and look what we do with it. These doctors perform abortions. I mean, the stuff I've been watching lately is just so over the top. We couldn't even get pissed at the Almighty for smacking the pieces off this chessboard, letting the wormwood star hit its earth. Alright, we're going into the next half hour. Let's do another half hour, folks. We're open the phone line, 1-800-313-9443. Let's do it. Lord knows I'm living it up the best. His best, now he's a rest. I guess there is a road to nowhere, and then
hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.